Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to take control of the airwaves, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And I got a little thrown off there because our clock actually ended up being off again, despite being set to automatic once again. And it was off by about 4.5 seconds. So I was sitting here, and then suddenly there was some music. And I was like, oh, God, that's not right. But everything's all set, and at least here, everything's all set. In El Salvador, things aren't as cheery and wonderful. Evidently, the El Salvador government is requiring its people, its subjects, so to speak, to accept Bitcoin, except in order to do that feasibly, because of Bitcoin's high transaction fees, they have to take it off-chain using something like the Lightning Network, which seems to be, you know, the dominant approach to taking things off-chain, off of the Bitcoin blockchain, so that it's cheaper. You don't have to pay the transaction fees.
I wouldn't call it dominant because I don't know anyone who uses it.
Chris Friedman.
Okay, one guy.
Yeah, one guy. But, I mean, who's their competition?
Every other cryptocurrency out there.
Okay,
under the
fair
sun.
Point. But if you want to use BTC or Bitcoin Core, however you wish to characterize it, then and not pay unreasonably high transaction fees, then really the Lightning Network is the way to go. But really, the best way of
but
doing
then I'm
this...
I'm not really using Bitcoin. I'm using somebody else's off-chain solution that's centralized. I'm not actually using a real...
No, you're using a token that in theory represents Bitcoin and that in theory one day you could withdraw back onto the chain and actually have Bitcoin. All of that's theoretical because it's at the mercy of a third party. Even if you have your own private keys for your Lightning wallet, you're still at the mercy of whatever nodes you establish your connections to. And
whatever that means, I still don't understand how that works.
I've been through this process. I've spent Bitcoin on the Lightning Network, and I have no idea what this dude just said.
Yeah, having to open channels and fund the channel to the amount that you want to receive, because apparently the merchants will have to lock up some Bitcoin in these channels in order to even receive Bitcoin from people. But how do they have the Bitcoin in the first place in order to do that if they don't have a bank account in order to buy the... I mean, it's just a cluster F already.
It is. And there were so many easier ways they could have gone about this. Like, hey... If you want to accept cryptocurrency, we're fine with that. And then people could have looked into it and installed their own wallet and just generated a QR code within the wallet for whatever amount the item being sold is worth. And then someone could have just scanned it.
Right, but I think they got greedy and they said, oh, well, if we mandate that every single person who could possibly do business in El Salvador has to accept Bitcoin, that'll bring the price up. Well, yeah, maybe if it actually went well and everybody was happy and, you know, it was smooth, but this is going to be an absolute nightmare.
Yes, and user experience is extremely important. Evidently, 6 million-ish people in El Salvador are about to have their first experience with Bitcoin, and the experience they're going to have is awful. And the tech support level that they're going to get from this company, Strike, is going to be equally as bad, because there's no way a company that does Lightning Network transactions is ready to take on 6 million new users.
And that's the point that Joel Valenzuela makes here at Cointelegraph when he talks about, well, you know, on one hand you got the option of accepting Bitcoin directly, which is confusing, you know, and it's expensive due to all the fees. But you want to get into, you know, as far as doing Lightning, it gets really confusing if you're going to run your own node. So you can look to a company that the government has anointed called Strike. And
is that spelled like S-T? STRYK?
No, it's
something?
Actually spelled correctly. STRIKE.
Okay. I'm surprised by that.
Right. So if Strike does open Lightning channels for all users, then each new user onboarded represents one on-chain transaction. So that means they're going to be adding a lot of new transactions to a network that's already full, and already we're paying ridiculous fees. So the fees are going to go up as it gets more and more and more busy.
But for those who weren't counting, that's 6 million Bitcoin transactions.
Lest we forget, Strike itself needs to scale in addition to, well, not all 6 million may be like business owners or whatever, but it's still going to be a lot, right?
Oh, yeah, good point. They would have employees or something like that.
Lest we forget, Strike itself needs to scale in addition to the network itself, and a fledgling company will certainly face growing pains when jumping to onboarding an entire country's merchants.
Just the idea of that is absurd on its face. You're going to onboard an entire country.
In 90 days, exactly.
Does anyone remember the numerous times when exchanges like Coinbase went offline entirely when faced with an influx of new customers?
I was actually about to mention that. Because, yes, a company as large as Coinbase.
The biggest of Bitcoin companies. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, they are. I believe they're the largest cryptocurrency exchange in the world.
Probably. They did an IPO, I think, recently. They went public.
And it was tremendously successful. Yeah. They made a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they hold a lot of cryptocurrency for people. But even then, when Bitcoin hit the 17,000 or whatever it was back in 2017,
right.
Coinbase ground to a halt. They weren't able to handle the influx of new users.
And it wasn't just them. A lot of the exchanges out there put a freeze on new user signups. They were saying, whoa, we're growing too fast. We have to freeze signups because we want to give you our new customers actual customer service, and we can't hire customer service reps fast enough to satisfy all of the people that want to sign up. So we're just going to close the doors. That's literally what a bunch of these big exchanges did. They're like, no more. We can't take any more.
I can't imagine that they had much choice. I mean, each one of these new users is new to the space. They're new to cryptocurrency. They've
right.
heard
they
about
don't
it.
Know what the hell they're doing?
Yeah, and probably at least one in three of them is going to need some kind of tech support.
Yeah, hand-holding.
Yeah. And that's just, take 500,000 of those.
Right. And remember, we're talking about several, if not more than several, major exchanges slowing and or shutting down their new signups entirely.
Saying, no, we don't want to take any more money from people.
Yeah. And now we're talking instead now in El Salvador about one company.
One company that I've never heard of prior to tonight. I mean, they are a Lightning Network company, and that's not really my space, but I had heard of Coinbase prior to 2017. Yeah.
Additionally, he says, let's not forget the entire reason this was thought of as helpful to begin with. Many Salvadorans are unbanked. Conan, you said 70% of them?
Yeah, and that's why Article 7 has to happen, according to this president. He's like, there's no other way. We have to mandate, we have to force these people to use this program, because otherwise they're not on board already. So what is the other option? And that is why it's mandatory.
He says...
Well, he could let them use Goldbacks.
There's a lot of other... He can use
they other, would probably prefer that.
He could use other cryptocurrencies that are easy to use.
Sure, but I'm thinking about the perspective of the average street merchant who, 70% of them don't even have bank accounts, so they're not accepting debit cards or anything like that. Mm-hmm. They prefer cold, hard cash. So if you want to give them something that's actually valuable, that they can use, that doesn't require an internet connection or an internet-connected device...
Yeah.
Except is this president and his crony corporations is going to run this new hub, he's going to be able to control that. He's not going to be in control of some goldbacks that are floating around.
What if I'm an old guy selling it, out of my little vending cart, and I've never even had a cell phone? I don't see any need for having these newfangled technologies. I've got my dollars. I can take cash in and sell hot dogs or whatever.
And according to this article, every citizen of El Salvador is going to get a $30 wallet.
That's true. Yeah.
Going to fund the Lightning Network.
So maybe they're going to get a phone too.
I don't know.
So wait a minute. This means the El Salvadorian government, 30 USDs worth of Bitcoin?
Yep. Of Bitcoin. Yeah, going to anybody. Is it everybody, period, or anyone who wants it?
Everyone who wants the new wallet, which is called Chivo.
New government wallet.
See, if I was legally allowed to, I would install that wallet just for the $30 worth of free crypto, right?
Maybe we can figure out a way to get in there.
I think you're probably going to have to show your El Salvadoran ID to get approved.
Well, I can't do it anyway.
But many El Salvadorans are unbanked, and they have issues getting access to key financial services. In a world where most businesses accept Bitcoin through just those financial services, it faces the same challenges which prevented them from being included before. How many El Salvadorans lack the necessary documentation to even open a bank account? How will they be able to instantly convert to fiat currency without one? Those problems will not only still be present under a mass adoption scenario, but they will be amplified by unfamiliar infrastructure and national services.
How many of these guys even have IDs?
That's a good question.
If they don't have an ID, how can they prove they're an El Salvador resident? There's so many issues with this. More coming up about it. This is Free Talk Live.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything that's on your mind. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And I want to change the subject here to talk about pornography, something near and dear to my heart.
All right.
So, according to Fox News, the adult streaming service XTube is closing as its parent company faces mounting scrutiny.
I take it this is a Pornhub competitor?
It is.
Okay.
XTube, a prominent pornographic streaming platform, or a streaming platform. Okay, yeah. When I think of streaming now, I think of live streaming for whatever reason, because those two terms are just so ingrained in my mind.
Well, but there's porn girls or whatever, or cam girls, they do live streams, right?
There certainly are.
Yeah.
But when they say streaming here, they just mean like a video streaming platform. Okay. It's shutting down as its parent company faces mounting accusations that it facilitated sex trafficking on its subsidiary sites.
Hmm.
The platform announced this week that it was disabling video and photo uploads as it prepared to close down on September 5th. The exact reason for the shuttering is unclear, but anti-trafficking advocates have heralded the closure as a victory for their movement. MindGeek, which is XTube's parent company, told Fox Business on Tuesday that it believed its users would be better served on one of its other platforms. Like any tech company, we are constantly... That needs more information. What other platforms...
I'm looking right now.
Could there be? Mm. So XTube has always had a dedicated but small community, and we believe that its users and creators will be better served on one of our existing platforms, where they will be able to take advantage of wider reach and increased visibility.
According to Wikipedia's MindGeek entry, they operate many popular pornographic websites, including video sharing services Pornhub, RedTube, and YouPorn. So
MindGeek also owns the competitor of Pornhub.
Apparently.
I wish I could be surprised by that.
Yeah.
So I'm curious now, what niche XTube actually served that was distinct from what Pornhub was doing?
It might have been something that they acquired, right? Like, these sites may not
have... They just didn't close down?
Yeah, they made a, you know, one of those things where it's a successful company, comes in, they offer a bunch of money to whoever started XTube.
And intentionally close it.
Yeah, buy out their competitor.
It's redundant.
Yeah.
They're not the only ones. I don't know, but I've heard that OnlyFans has also begun removing pornographic content.
Wait, isn't that the whole point of that site?
That was the whole point of it. But, you know, now that they're popular, they're trying to distance themselves from the thing that made them popular in the first place.
Mm.
Started. I don't know if it's true or not. I've just seen that around. Started in 2008, the platform is just one of many of MindGeek's pornographic streaming services, which includes the highly visited site Pornhub. While Pornhub has long faced criticism, the backlash seemed to intensify last year when the New York Times published a story accusing it of monetizing child rapes, among other things.
I remember hearing about that.
I remember hearing about it, but I don't remember what led to it or what caused people to say that or any of the details about it. I just remember the allegation.
Weren't people using it as an alternative for YouTube?
They were.
Just for uploading normal videos, you mean?
Yeah, because you actually have freedom of speech on Pornhub, strangely enough. I mean,
maybe you do, maybe you don't.
But that's true. I haven't tried. Well, I mean, we haven't tried to put any of our medical misinformation videos on there, but in theory, it would be safer there than it would be on YouTube or whatever that's worth.
Yeah.
Well, Pornhub has The ensuing controversy included Visa suspending its payments and MasterCard severing its ties with the company, after which Pornhub began, if I recall correctly, accepting cryptocurrency as payment.
Yeah, now I remember we talked about this, whatever, the last year when it was in the news, and the story was that, and I'm looking at the Wikipedia page here, the allegations were basically that Pornhub / MindGeek was profiting from so-called child sex trafficking or child sexual abuse material. The idea being that if you're running a website that just allows anybody with a VPN connection to upload product to the website, there's no real way to prevent some sort of illegal video from being uploaded to that website, right? Unless you've got, I don't know, there's probably some sort of service you can hire to do that. But if you don't have that system installed, then you're just letting anybody upload whatever porn they want to. And then, you know...
Well, that seems risky
At minimum.
It's slapping advertisements on the front and the end of some sort of child porn video, and then they're, you know, they're making money off of it. That's where the, these lawsuits came from. And so what the news had been was that Pornhub was going to start requiring all uploaders to basically go through a Know Your Customer process and show ID and become a sort of known producer, that they weren't just going to allow anybody anywhere to upload anymore. That was the, what the news was.
Yeah, and all unverified videos, I said anyone who uploaded a video that didn't want to go through that process had their videos purged.
Blocked.
Resulting in two-thirds of Pornhub's content being removed.
That's huge.
Yeah. That's two-thirds of their content. Right. People didn't want to jump through those hoops.
They keep throwing around anti-sex trafficking, but I'm looking at the lawsuits. Last month, 34 women filed a lawsuit against MindGeek and its Pornhub site, alleging they had exploited the women by hosting content without their consent.
But that's not Pornhub's fault. I mean, they should do the right thing and delete that content, but they're not legally responsible for it. That's the uploader.
Exactly, but they keep throwing around sex trafficking.
And
almost,
I got news
almost
for
like,
people.
Almost like they're talking about people have been slaved from another country, brought over in a trunk, and have been living in a dungeon for the last 6 months.
Is that what they're saying? Is that people who have actually been sex trafficked are having pornographic videos made of them and uploaded to Pornhub? Because I can't imagine that whoever it would be sex trafficking those individuals would want to take the risk of putting their victims on the internet. Usually when, you know, when we've heard about sex trafficking going on, it's usually something where they're trying to keep that person hidden.
On an island somewhere with a crazy-looking blue palace.
Well, I mean, maybe on an island, but generally, like, they have a certain group of people that they market their sex slaves to, and the whole point is you don't put them out there on Front Street so the cops who are looking for them can find them.
Right.
You wouldn't want to put them on Pornhub so you can make what? I mean, what kind of money can you even make on these videos?
I have
What's
no
the
idea.
Revenue?
It can't be a lot, right? And Pornhub's probably going to take the significant portion of it.
Yeah.
So I have no idea.
I'm starting to think that this is just upset girlfriends or boyfriends uploaded their personal sex tapes, and now they're getting back at them.
And that's part of the issue. I mean, what people need to understand, what they should have learned as children, but evidently didn't, is that you never put anything in writing that you don't want the whole world to read. You never take any photographs that you don't want the whole world to see. And you never record any videos that you don't want the whole world to see, because any of that could be found by anyone. You may think you trust your boyfriend with your life. You shouldn't.
And it might not get uploaded by your ex-boyfriend, but I guarantee your grandkids are going to be digging it out of your trunk 80 years from now when you're an old grandma, and they're going to be like, what's this, Mommy?
Or if you're like that senator or politician or whoever, Kellyanne Conway, evidently her 16-year-old daughter's breasts ended up published on Twitter.
All right, what a wreck.
And it was supposedly Kellyanne Conway who had done it, so he's just... No, just general advice. Don't write anything down. Don't take any photographs. Don't record any videos that you don't want the entire world to see.
Go out in the woods and live off-grid. That's the only way.
Yeah, or just, you know, don't consent to the photo or the video in the first place. More coming up. There is a story about prison, comparing the U.S. prison system to Communist China, Nazi Germany, and Soviet Russia. And we're going to get into that. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical storm Elsa continues to head north along the west coast of Florida after battering the Keys with heavy rains and wind. The storm is expected to strengthen into a hurricane before it makes landfall on Wednesday morning. Hurricane warnings have been issued for Tampa Bay and areas to the north. Tornado watches are in place from St. Petersburg down to Miami. The National Hurricane Center says storm surges of 3 to 5 feet are possible along Florida's Big Bend coast. Elsa is expected to drop 2 to 6 inches of rain across the northern part of the state before moving into Georgia and South Carolina on Thursday. And officials in Surfside, Florida say the death toll on the Florida condominium collapse rose to 36 on Tuesday, with 109 people remaining unaccounted for. Miami-Dade County Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky says that an aggressive search has continued through the effects of Tropical Storm Elsa, but said the crews were not seeing anything positive. The search and rescue operation has continued for the last 13 days. This is USA Radio News. The Delta variant of the coronavirus is hitting unvaccinated populations hard, according to the CDC. Lance Pry has more.
As the Delta variant of the COVID-19 vaccine continues in the United States, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the unvaccinated account for the virus's stronghold.
Approximately 1,000 counties in the United States have vaccination coverage of less than 30%. These communities, primarily in the Southeast and Midwest, are our most vulnerable.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams has won the Democratic primary in the race for mayor of New York City. Adams defeating a large field of candidates in the first major race in New York to use a ranked choice voting system. The primary ended on June 22nd, but the Board of Elections experienced issues in running the multiple tallies needed under the ranked choice system, including erroneously counting 135,000 test ballots. Adams will face Republican Curtis Sliwa in the general election. This is USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, and... lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where occasionally we mislead you about what we're going to be talking about when we come back from a break, because as we discovered during that break, there's actually more going on with MindGeek and some of these allegations against the various porn sites that it runs, particularly Pornhub, which I think is probably the largest porn site in the world. I actually don't use Pornhub, so I don't know a whole lot about it. It's not where I prefer to go for pornography, but hey, most people do. So...
Go on.
I've used it in the past, but it's not where I go to look at pornography.
Did you have to specify with your probationer which channels you would be going to?
Yeah, it's a whitelist system, man. If I wanted to look at porn, I had to specify exactly what website I wanted to go to.
Huh.
Yeah. Good times. It actually took me a really long time to ask that because it just wasn't actually a priority to me. But I finally got around to it. I asked several other questions about other things at the same time.
Kind of slipped it in there to make it...
No, not at all. I made it a point to be like, hey, look, I want to watch porn, and you, employee of the federal government, are going to have to give consideration to whether or not I'm allowed to watch porn.
And how did they handle it?
Like when I asked for permission to use like Hulu, not Hulu specific, but something like Tubi, I had to describe, or Spotify, I had to describe in detail what the site was and what purposes I wanted to use it for. So I went into graphic detail about what I wanted to use this porn site for.
Oh, my.
Well, hopefully...
I never stop trolling, man.
Hopefully they're not reading those documents during the case. Since, oh, by the way, and we need to highlight who this person is. This is what they wanted on their time off. And then they start going into great detail with all the graphic
I have no objection to that.
Well.
But anyway... these lawsuits against Pornhub and MindGate, they've been piling up for several years. They've been accused of, you know, making money off of child sex trafficking. And according to Fox News, before I closed it out a minute ago, things like misogyny, domestic violence, and all sorts of horrific things that I don't know. I mean, as I said, I have used Pornhub in the past. I don't know where these people are finding this. I've never seen anything like that on Pornhub. Maybe you have to go looking for it, and I don't go looking for it, but it's still not something that's there and easy to find, at the very least.
I was there today. I didn't see anything. I will say that it's getting harder and harder to, because I like good old-fashioned.
Okay.
And some of that stuff is just getting...
Like 70s old-fashioned?
No, just good straight-up...
Just normal. Okay,
partner,
right.
Like partners.
Okay.
None of this... Just none of this nasty, gnarly stuff that just seems, you know, to be taken over the... I can understand why young millennials, young Zoomers can't get it up around a woman anymore. Mm. When you hear these stories of these youngins, and they get into a relationship, and they can't have sex, they can't get it up, and it's like, well, yeah, what have you been watching for the last 15 years? Some just gnarly nastiness. Do you want her to pee on you? Is that going to get you up?
We can't talk about that.
I mean, that's where it's gone.
Yeah, I would almost suggest a dump on that, but it's too late, yes. I think, at this point. We can't get descriptive in that kind of way. So, so that's not the point of this story. It's to talk about the lawsuit involved here. Then there's been multiple lawsuits, apparently. This one is another one against MindGeek, the owner of Pornhub, and apparently several other websites. There's another company called Girls Do Porn, or at least there was, and they're involved in this as well. So according to Vice.com, they filed 40 so-called victims of sex trafficking operation Girls Do Porn have filed a lawsuit against MindGeek for a litany of accusations, including knowingly benefiting from Girls Do Porn videos on Pornhub and failing to moderate the images circulating rampantly on its network of tube sites. In total, the lawsuit's demanding more than $40 million in damages, at least $1 million per plaintiff, as well as the money that MindGeek earned from hosting and promoting the videos and the legal fees.
Now I'm suddenly curious what the competitor OnlyFans has actually done to eliminate sex trafficking, because these are, as far as I'm aware, it's just users creating and uploading their own content. There's no middleman or anything like that, and I don't think most of it's actually that explicit.
But aren't they identifying those people because they're paying them, right? So therefore they have to have a bank account or something.
Yeah. I mean, it's what I'm saying is that's going to cause a reduction in sex trafficking.
As a result.
Because it's open market. It's being done out in the public. There's none of this shadiness of people trying to break the law or anything like that. It's just someone openly doing a thing that society generally frowns upon, but because of that, because they're doing it out in the open, there are checks and balances. Hey, we do have to see your ID. You do have to have a bank account that we're sending this money to. And presumably, it needs to match up with the name of the account owner of the OnlyFans who's
right.
uploading.
But the argument behind these lawsuits is that it was done without their consent, or they got into something that didn't...
Whether they were defrauded into consenting. And an
OnlyFans girl, she basically, when she creates an account... Or whoever creates an account.
She's probably got a show ID.
Basically, that's their consent right there. And if she's plugging in her bank account, I mean, there you go.
It just seems weird that Pornhub would allow people to upload videos without submitting any sort of identity in the first place.
Well, now they have to, as of, I believe, December or something like that, at the end of 2020, that Pornhub has changed its business model. You said they cut out 75% of their videos. Well, at the same time, they made it so everybody that is going to upload has to be identified.
That's not a terrible decision to protect their
own... If it's going
to
protect their butt from lawsuits, what they have to do to stay in business at this point. But
yeah, so I guess good on them for that.
They're still being sued because apparently they were involved with this Girls Do Porn to some extent. Now, they weren't the producers. That was this company called Girls Do Porn. But they knowingly were involved, apparently, to some extent with this company. And so, because Pornhub's a big site... owned by a big company that got a lot of revenue, you got to sue those people, right? Like, if you sue somebody, you sue the people with the money.
Right.
And so, filed with the U.S. District Court in the Southern District of California, the 43-page complaint details the suffering of these alleged victims of Girls Do Porn and claims that each of the 40 plaintiffs became suicidal, all 40, because of the harassment they endured when their videos spread non-consensually across the Internet, including across MindGeek's network of porn sites.
Are they alleging that they were that these videos were so widespread that like people were coming up on to them on the streets and harassing them? Because that doesn't happen with, you know, paid porn actresses.
They're alleging there was some level of harassment in real life. I don't know if that means it was just messages they received online or actual physical encounters with people. One girl said, quote, I was scammed. This company lied to me about this being on the internet. They told me it would only be available on DVD in Australia. My work friends and family all know, and the very link is being sent around. I want to just die, she said.
So they said it was going to circulate on DVD in Australia,
mm-hmm.
and she's so new to the internet that she didn't know that people rip DVDs to the internet of pornography all the time.
Yeah, how could you not know that? I mean, how could you not know that even if the whole DVD wasn't ripped, that somebody could, you know, screenshot or do various other ways of taking a clip out and uploading that?
Yeah, I mean, for all I know, this company actually kept its word and only distributed it on DVD in Australia. Thus far, I have no reason not to believe that.
Well, they didn't. They did upload it, apparently, to their own Girls Do Porn channel on sites like Pornhub.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't have taken their word for it anyway.
No, God, no.
Because it sounds like a lie. But, you know, even if they had done that, it still almost certainly would have ended up on the internet.
The complaint claims that as early as 2009 and definitely by fall of 2016, MindGeek knew that Girls Do Porn was coercing and intimidating models into having sex on camera. It also places much of the blame for the victim's harm on MindGeek, presenting several claims from models themselves that Pornhub failed to take down videos, even when they were reported to Pornhub and pleaded with the company to remove them. One of the Jane Doe plaintiffs alleges she contacted Pornhub through its video takedown portal, writing, I'm going to kill myself if this stays up here. I was scammed and told this was only going to be on DVDs in another country. Please, I'm begging you. Please, I'll pay.
Did they take it down?
Days later, she wrote to Tube 8, another MindGeek site, and then...
So she wasn't going to kill herself. She was just being dramatic. She was trying to be manipulative.
Yeah.
Trying to, you know, emotionally extort these people to bending their knee to her will because she was going to, quote, kill herself if they didn't.
Please, this is ruining my
life.
She's
as bad as they are.
Yeah. Go ahead. There's no real winners in this situation, no real good people to look at here. I mean, I don't know if you said it on the air, Aria, but, like, why not just own it? You know, you wanted to perform in this video for whatever reason. Maybe they were paying you. I presume they paid these people for it, because why else would they do it? You just own what you did.
I don't know what... I don't see what their problem is. 603-283-6160. Maybe you can explain it.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live with Aria, Ian, and Conan, and we've been talking about heroes and villains all night, and here we have a story where there just are no heroes. Everyone seems to be a villain in some way or another. There just aren't any sympathetic characters in this particular narrative, which is these 40-something girls attempting to sue MindGeek because a company lied to them, and they recorded some porn, and They were told it wasn't going to end up on the internet, and then it did, and Pornhub was the site it ended up on, and somehow that makes Pornhub responsible for all of this. And, you know, it sounds horrible until you realize that these girls were being being extremely manipulative in how they were going about this thing, threatening to kill themselves if the content wasn't removed, like a 13-year-old girl.
They were being manipulative, but they were also being manipulated by the porn producers, in this case, Girls Do Porn. I mean,
also stupid to think that they could somehow record pornography that was going to be sold to someone and that it would not end up on the internet.
Oh, no doubt. These were definitely some stupid, gullible girls here in this particular case. I mean, how they didn't know, you know, what could might possibly be done with this footage, or trust these slimy dudes who put
ads on. I mean, it's the classic story of, hey girl, I hear you want to be a model.
Yeah, that's what this is. Trusting slimy dudes who put ads on Craigslist. According to Wikipedia, this company, Girls Do Porn, would put up fake modeling websites such as Begin Modeling, modeling gigs, modeling work, and bubblegum casting, advertising them on Craigslist in college towns across America and Canada. They requested applicants of college age, and then once they, you know, got the applicants, the men who were running the company used fake names when dealing with the women, which, again, you know, it's not uncommon for people in the porn business to use stage names, right? So that's not unusual. They would then contact the women who had applied and tell them the job wasn't actually modeling, but having sex on camera. They claimed the footage would only
be
used.
Now, this was before they'd ever even met the women. Presumably,
correct.
They just hit some pictures, some selfies of themselves online or whatever, some
that's
modeling
right.
They had done in the past. So they haven't even met at this point. So the dudes were up front pretty early on, not as early on as they could have been. but still pretty early on.
Well, they might not have been entirely up front, and there's more about that here in a moment, but they claim the footage would only be used for DVDs sold to private buyers and independent video stores in Australia, New Zealand, and South America, and would never be released online or in the United States in any form.
This is a company that has already lied to you once. They presented themselves as a modeling company. Mm-hmm. As soon as you applied, they went, oh, yeah, we're not actually a modeling company. We do porn. That's your red flag number one. They've already lied to you about what they do.
They were offered a fair amount of money, between $2,000 and $6,000 for 30, what they were told would be 30 minutes of filming. Now the women claim later that it was more like 5 to 7 hours. And some say they didn't even get paid or weren't paid what they were told they were going to be paid. They were told they would have 5 sexual positions that would last between 5 and 7 minutes apiece. Women involved frequent and persistent contact from the company before they agreed. Then they would be put into contact with a reference girl. They were hired to lie to the women and conceal information in order to convince them to agree to the job.
So, the company was also evil here.
Mm-hmm.
Also a villain, for sure. Plenty of fraud and deceit going on here.
They would actually be flown to San Diego, California. Travel expenses would be paid for, accommodation, 4-star hotels, which would actually be where they would shoot the porn itself in the hotel rooms. According to the Wikipedia here, additionally, women have alleged to being lied to in various ways by one of the men, Garcia, to convince them to enter his apartment. In some cases, he said the women should stay at his apartment before he drove them to the airport the next morning, and then he feigned needing to stop at his apartment and suggested the women should come inside briefly. They were given contracts in hard-to-understand legal terminology. Not that these girls were the brightest of the bunch,
I suspect. Well, legal terminology is always difficult to understand, even if you are reasonably intelligent.
Mm-hmm. There were reports the company employees got the women drunk before signing or smoked marijuana with them. Now, mind you, they chose to drink the drinks, and they chose to smoke the marijuana, and it was all, I'm sure, very fun at the time. And then they signed these documents. FBI complaint said the company prevented the women from keeping copies of the contracts. That's pretty suspicious. And filming lasted up to 7 hours. And they, let's see here, there were reports of the men being verbally abusive during the sex. Some reported bleeding. I'm not going to talk about that. Allegation accounts of women document that if they expressed pain or refused to continue, they were told it was too late to withdraw. And in some cases, the exit was physically blocked by the men. Some women were also threatened with cancellation of their return flight or being asked to pay back the flight and hotel costs if they tried to renege on filming or refused to shoot an additional scene.
Well, that certainly sounds like non-consensual sex. It sounds like rape.
Yeah. And they were actually, this company was indicted in October of 2019 for federal counts of sex trafficking. And according to the story, one of the male performers for the videos pled guilty to the trafficking counts. And so then now they're going after Pornhub and, you know, trying to get millions of dollars out of them because Pornhub was allegedly aware of girls do porn and it was actually, in point of fact, entering into a letter of intent to purchase Girls Do Porn's video library. But then they claimed that during their due diligence for the acquisition, MindGeek learned of the fraud and the coercion and then backed out of the purchase. So they didn't actually buy this company, but they also apparently didn't really take down the channel either.
Even after learning about all of this?
I'm not sure exactly the timetable, but according to the story, they actually left.
So Pornhub is also a villain in this story.
Purportedly.
I mean, if they knew the content was acquired using these coercive and immoral means, you know, the right thing to have done here would have been to take down the content, not to continue monetizing it.
After learning about the fraud, learning about the fraud wasn't enough to stop MindGeek from continuing to partner with and promote the company after that, according to the lawsuit. In August of 2019, Vice asked Pornhub why they were still featuring Girls Do Porn as a content partner when the company was accused by, you know, these women as these allegations. And it wasn't until 2 months later, after the FBI indictment of sex trafficking, that Pornhub then removed Girls Do Porn's official channel. And then
does it give the MindGeek response response to Vice's question about, hey, why are you still allowing this content that you know is a result of rape and coercion and fraud?
There's a whole article about that, so I don't know. I haven't read
There's
that.
There's probably a lengthy Vice article about it, yeah.
I'm just going to wait for the movie.
It won't be as good as Tiger King, man.
Or at least the documentary.
But you like to have a sympathetic hero, though, and it doesn't sound like there really even is
one
in this story.
That's why this movie is going to be so great. They're all going to be a bunch of gullible, dummy girls, sleazy dudes.
I mean, there's no excuse for committing fraud, obviously.
Obviously.
These people are bad guys. But look, ladies, the porn industry for a long time has been associated with some real scummy characters. Maybe you hadn't caught wind of that. You haven't heard of the casting couch in Hollywood or whatever. But, you know, there's been a lot of really kind of scummy practices in the porn business.
And it's not just the porn business. It's just movies in general, right?
Sure,
there's
that's
all
true.
Sorts of allegations regarding Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, how long is that? Wasn't that about in 2019 when this hit? When these lawsuits started dropping?
What, with Weinstein?
When the Weinstein cases were...
I think it was a little earlier than that. But either way, there's been no shortage of allegations about the porn business and people, you know, being dishonest and all kinds of just, you know, bad business practices out there. If somebody's offering you several thousand dollars for 30 minutes worth of work, it's possible that this is too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And if this company has already lied to you once,
yeah,
you should be more alert to further lies they may tell you.
Right.
And something as unbelievable as, oh no, we're just going to sell this to private collectors, or I mean that alone is like, hold on, who are the private collectors buying this porn, first of all? Or we're going to distribute it on DVD in Australia. There were so many chances here for a person to go, yeah, you know, this doesn't seem right. Something about this is not right. I'm out.
I'm not denying that there was probably some real sleaziness going on where dudes were like, no, you can't renege now, or we're going to keep the money. I don't deny that for a second, but... Mm-hmm.
That's one of the most plausible parts of the story.
But as far as them having sex on tape with these dudes, I think it's just buyer's remorse. I'm thinking someone came to them and says, hey, look, you could get $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
We need more of you. If we get a whole slew of you, we're going to get each one of you $1 million. This is buyer's remorse. This is...
Well, they didn't mean to buy, so to speak, internet
pornography. Well, it was a fraudulent product.
Yeah, but I mean, this is, hey, I can get more than 6,000 or 2,000 or whatever it was.
Well, that's like I said, there's no good guys here in this situation.
Yeah, they're certainly not campaigning to have the videos taken down because evidently they've been taken down.
Well,
there was
one girl who wanted them down, but what about the rest of them?
Well, she's part of the lawsuit.
They
she
all
wants
wanted
the money.
Them down. They wanted them down. They were going to kill themselves, all 40 of them, according to the lawsuit.
Join the discussion that's probably happening about this subject over at social.freetalklive.com. We occasionally hang out there. Social.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.